Good morning, or is it good afternoon, good evening, good night, where you are. It's morning here, very early morning. I like to start early. I'm Ray, with another podcast episode for you, this time all about house decorating. Now that's painting, wallpapering, all that sort of thing. And I'm going to start by talking about the 1920s, is it? And I think it was the 1920s. Not that I was there, of course. I remember going into a relation's house. This was in the late 50s. I was, 6 years old, something like that, maybe seven. The hallway was very dark and dingy. Now, they hadn't decorated since the 1920s, I suppose, or even earlier. Why was it so dark and dingy? I remember wondering that. The lady, I forget who she was, she shut the front door, probably some old auntie. She shut the front door, and there was a sort of solitary light bulb hanging in the hall with a shade. The shade actually shaded most of the light. But the walls, I remember specifically, I looked at the walls, they were painted dark green. And it was gloss paint, it must have been gloss, it was shiny. Who would gloss the walls dark green? And the woodwork, the dado rail, the skirting board, the picture rail, the door frames and the doors were all painted, again with gloss, dark brown. So can you imagine that? Dark green, dark brown. I don't know what the carpet was, but that was dark. The ceiling, I don't know. They used to distemper ceilings. Do you remember distemper? Well, no, you don't. Of course you don't. I've heard of it. I remember someone saying, I've got to distemper the ceiling. And I remember thinking, distemper, what's that? They're not going to paint it. What are they going to do? Distemper was the forerunner to emulsion, wasn't it? Emulsion paint as we know it. There was whitewash as well. I don't know what whitewash was used for. I think they used to whitewash walls, didn't they? Whitewash. I think you could make it up. I forget. Someone said to me once it was water, glue and some sort of pigment. I don't know. Very different, you know, from today's paints that we've got now. All the various, one coat gloss, which is rubbish because I've used it. It just peels off. But going back again to the 20s, they also, a lot of the houses had gas lights. Do you know, in our house here, our house is now 2 years away from 100 years old. How about that? And when I was doing some work upstairs, I lifted the floorboards and there's the original gas pipes for the gas lighting. I left them there. I don't know why, nostalgia, I suppose. I left them there. They're not as big as the ordinary, the half-inch copper pipe, about half the size of that, I suppose. They were iron, with screw threaded type couplers and threaded corner pieces. And I didn't know initially what they were. And it was my father-in-law, he said, that was gas. That's for the gas lighting. Good grief, gas lighting. So everything was painted. Even the front doorstep, you get a brick front doorstep. And there was, I think the paint was called brick red, which makes sense, doesn't it? Brick red. And they paint the front doorstep. And of course, then they'd clean it and wash it. You remember seeing, you've seen on telly, I expect, housewives, as they were, in their big frocks and aprons and headscarves, scrubbing the doorstep and polishing the brass letterbox, the brass door handle on the front door. Everything was washed and polished and scrubbed back in those days. But the red paint, I've used that at a previous house. I used this brick red paint on the brick doorstep, and it looked really nice. It looked just the part. Apart from the hallway, I don't know why it was always the hallway that was painted in these dark drab colours, but other rooms were wallpapered. There was wallpaper everywhere, including on the ceiling. Can you imagine wallpaper? Well, I think people still do. An old chap once, I remember years ago, I said to him, why did people wallpaper the ceiling? Well, it's not wallpaper, is it? Ceiling paper the ceiling. And he said, to hide cracks. You get cracks in the ceilings. This would cover it all up. You paper the ceiling, just with plain paper, no pattern or anything, and then paint it. I can't imagine trying to stick wallpaper up on a ceiling. You see these comedy, was it Laurel and Hardy paper to ceiling, I think? And they start one end, and as they work across the room, the paper behind them is falling down. That's what would happen, I think, if I attempted that. So, yes, the walls were wallpapered, and I don't remember anyone's house when I was young. When I was a boy, I don't remember anyone's house having just plain painted walls. It was all wallpaper. Going back to the dark colours, the dark brown gloss, the dark green. Oh, and it was dark cream, was it? Was it known as magnolia then? There was an era where everyone painted everything magnolia colour. I suppose they only had these basic colours because there weren't other colours available. I suppose brown was brown, green was green. They probably didn't have a lighter shade of green. Do you know, I looked at a colour chart the other day online. I wanted to buy some paint. And there were the headline was on this sort of page, these are our paints and all these wonderful choices. Over 3,000 colours, well, not colours, shades. I looked up some of the names of them. Honestly, one was called West Street. What colour is West Street? One was called Hen Party. That was a kind of pinky colour. Actually, West Street was sort of grey, I think. But what weird names. Hen Party. You know, oh, can I have a 5-litre can of Hen Party, please? But over 3,000. And the difficulty is, looking on a chart, it's nothing like it when you paint it on the walls. And then it dries. When you first paint it on, it's very dark. As it dries, it goes a lighter sort of shade of dark. In the old days, I suppose they had brown, green and magnolia. Red for the doorstep, the red brick. I mean, they must have had other colours, but I don't know. Did they have yellow, for example? You wouldn't paint your walls yellow in the hall, would you? Or the woodwork yellow. So I think they didn't choose these dark colours. They were restricted. That's the only choice they had. There was no choice, really. Going back to ceilings, we moved into a new build. What is this new build? Well, I thought it was a new house. We moved into a new bungalow. I don't know why it's new build. Honestly, some of these modern day, this terminology, good grief. New build. So we moved into a new bungalow. And the kitchen, I remember my mother, oh, look at this, a brand new fitted kitchen. That was a laugh. The fitted kitchen, wooden cabinets, not chipboard, wooden cabinets, proper wood, which I suppose was nice thinking back. They were painted cream and the handle, the wooden handles and the drawer handles were bright red. So perhaps they just discovered that there were other colours, you know. They could make red paint. Well, they must have made red paint because they painted the letterbox. Didn't letterboxes start off black? Someone will correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure they did. And this new fitted kitchen, my mother was delighted with it. Looking back, it was dreadful. White tiles all round the sink. It was a stainless steel sink, not the old china type or porcelain or whatever it was. A stainless steel sink with super taps. Do you remember super taps? You could change the washer in the super taps without turning the water off. Look that one up online. Go back to the 1950s and look up super taps. They were quite good, actually. Then there was the larder, of course, in the kitchen, which was basically a cupboard with an air vent at the back, a sort of zinc, perforated zinc grill to let the air in from outside, but not let the flies in. And there was a concrete shelf, which had been tiled. The idea of that was it would remain cold to put food on. Because back in the 50s, not everyone had a refrigerator, of course. The worktops were, that was another new thing, formica. Do you remember formica? That was before, what is it they put on chipboard now, that white plastic? Is it melamine? Melamine? I mean, that's awful stuff. Our kitchen cupboards are like that. And the melamine covering, this sort of plastic coating, is coming off the doors. It's all bubbling and peeling off the doors. So we've got to get new doors. Actually, I might rip it all off and paint them. The formica worktops were really modern. And I remember we had a kitchen table to match with a formica top. It was clean. All you had to do was wipe it with a cloth, unlike the old wooden pine tables going back to the 20s again. A pine table, they had to scrub it, what with carbolic soap and things. I don't suppose that killed any germs or bacteria. So at least formica, it looked good. It was quite hard wearing. I mean, you couldn't cut things with a knife on it like you can on the modern worktops. But it was quite hard wearing and very easy to clean. The floors in our new build bungalow. I just keep laughing at that new build. The floors were Marley tiles. Who remembers Marley tiles? Hands up if you remember them. Because concrete floors... Oh, I'll tell you something else in a minute. First house I ever bought. Good grief. Concrete floors in the new build bungalow. And they stuck marley tiles on them. They were sort of vinyl-y type things. If you pulled them up, you could bend them. They would crack if you bent them too far, but they were a little bit flexible. Very dark brown, very, very dark brown in colour, which was in keeping, I suppose, with going back to the 40s and 30s and 20s. I don't know why everything had to be so dark. And of course, there weren't fitted carpets. You had a rug in the middle of the room. Have you ever lifted a carpet in a house, a fitted carpet? You're having a new carpet. You take the old carpet up. If it's an old house like ours, we've got this. If you look round the edge, there's about a foot or more, 18 inches of the floorboards all round the edge of the room, painted dark brown. Again, very dark brown. This is what they did. They paint around the outside and then put the rug down. They didn't paint the whole thing because it was a waste of paint. And they put the rug down in the middle to cover the unpainted floorboards. Then round the outside, you've got the dark brown, which I suppose matched the dark brown skirting board, which matched the, if it's in the hall, the dark green glossed wall, or the dark wallpaper. I don't know, funny days, weren't they? Everything was dark. You'd think with gas lighting and even initially dim electric lighting, they would have had white. Did they have white paint? They probably didn't have white gloss. I suppose the distemper and the whitewash was the closest. They probably didn't have white. Going back to my first house that I bought, this was in 76. I think it was about 10 years old, so built mid-60s. There were fitted carpets upstairs, dreadful pink, awful fitted carpets with that foam back, you know, the horrible cheap stuff. So I ripped them all up. I thought we're going to have a nice new carpet. Ripped them all up. And what's the floor? I was expecting floorboards. No. Chipboard. Right. But even worse, chipboard, not in square or rectangular pieces, triangular, all sorts of shapes. What they'd use for the upstairs flooring were offcuts of chipboard. I couldn't believe it. Crikey, I said. Crumbs. Look at this. Honestly, chipboard. You couldn't take it up if you wanted to put central heating in. It didn't have central heating then. You couldn't take the chipboard. Well, yeah, I suppose you could, but it was all like a jigsaw puzzle. I suppose it doesn't have to be square or rectangular, but it was obviously offcuts that they just slotted into each other, cut bits off here and there to make it all fit. Absolutely dreadful. And of course, the thing is with floorboard, what goes round comes round. I remember an old boy saying to me, old fashions, you know, they come back, fashions will come back. And he was right. Everyone fitted carpets, right? Cover the floorboards with fitted carpets right up to the edges of the wall, the edges of the floor. Fitted carpets. Some years later, oh, rip all the carpets up. We don't want carpets. Sand all the floorboards, bang the nails in, sand the floorboards and varnish it all. Then perhaps a little rug in the middle. That is going back to how it used to be. They use brown paint, but instead of that, varnish and have a rug in the middle. Isn't it funny how everything goes round in circles like that? Fireplaces. Back in the, where are we? 60s, 70s? Everyone's ripping out fireplaces. Oh, we'd order a fireplace. Dirty old coal fire. Rip it all out. Block up the chimney breast. The opening, you know, block that up. Or as one chap did, I remember reading in the paper, he knocked the chimney breast down. He knocked the whole thing down to make more room in the lounge. And of course, the chimney, the whole lot came down through the house because it's the chimney breast that holds up the chimney. He didn't realise that. Duh. Anyway, some years later, they're all putting fireplaces back. And I knew this chap many, many years later. I went to him. I wanted some tiles for each side of the fireplace, original old tiles, because I had an old house when, and some of them were cracked. And I got talking to him. He had hundreds of fireplaces, all the iron types, the cast iron types, everything going back, oh, I don't know, 100 years. And I said, where did you get this lot from? He said, when I was young, people started ripping out fireplaces. I collected them because I knew one day they'd all want them back again and I could make a killing. And he was making a killing. He charged me a fortune for half a dozen tiles. And why not? Well, good on him. He was the one that had saved them and kept them for decades, so yeah, good. When people come to our house now in the winter, they marvel at our open coal fire in the dining room. Oh, wow, you've got a real coal fire. Oh, that's fantastic. As if they'd never, well, no, I was going to say, as if they'd never seen one before. Perhaps they haven't. Actually, thinking about it, certainly younger people would never have seen a coal fire. How about that? You've got a bonfire in your room, inside the house, a bonfire. Well, it's not exactly a bonfire. Talking about what goes round comes round. When we moved here, the ceilings were dreadful. So I put up plasterboard and coving, and I artexed the ceilings and then painted them. So I got a sort of nice stipple effect. I couldn't do that comb. Do you remember the old comb effect? They're like semicircles or quarter circles on a pattern in the artex. And that's what I did. I just did the stipple effect, which looked rather good. And a friend of mine came round. Artex. Oh, that is really old fashioned. All ceilings are flat now. You should have had it flat. I can't do flat plastering. I can't do it. And I wasn't going to pay a plasterer a fortune to do that. So I did this stipple effect. And I'm looking at it now, in fact. It looks good. I like it. Oh, that's so old-fashioned, he kept on saying. So I said, hang on. Flat ceilings are really old-fashioned. Oh, no, that's modern. Modern, as everyone has flat ceilings. And I said, what do you think they had back in the early 1900s? 1920, 1930, 1940. What do you think they had then? He looked at me, I don't know. And I told him, flat ceilings. All ceilings were flat. All this stippling effect, all this Artex stuff. They used to call them plastic ceilings. Do you remember that? I remember someone saying, oh, plastic ceilings in the new house. And I remember thinking they were plastic. Well, they're not, are they? But I shut this friend of mine up when he was saying Artex is so old-fashioned. I said, well, flat ceilings are doubly old-fashioned in that case. But again, everything comes back into fashion. Started with flat ceilings, go to the stippled Artex stuff, and then back to flat ceilings again. I just thought of something else that is quite in vogue, is it? Or it's quite up to date. People like it. Do you remember the old square, very deep square, were they china or porcelain sinks? The very old sinks. And then behind it, the two big old brass taps with hot and cold on the top, the enamel sort of things. Do you remember those? Or do you know those, rather? You can buy them now. They are found in a modern kitchen. They go back to the 20s and the 30s. That's where they come from. You look at these old films, a kitchen scene. Go to an old stately home, you know, an old house, one of these big country houses, stately place. Have a look in the kitchen. You'll see these sinks and the big old brass taps on the wall. And that's exactly what they're doing now in kitchens. I mean, I wouldn't have that in my kitchen. I don't like them. Well, we haven't got the room. We haven't got a big kitchen. But they're coming back into fashion. So again, things are coming back. And the old range, the Arga, take a wood burner. You know, the wood burner, they had those in the very, very early days to keep warm. Now, people have a wood burner in the fireplace and they burn wood. It's not to keep warm, it's just to look good. it does heat the place. But again, wood burners, that goes back decades, 100 years. That is really old-fashioned. It's just occurred to me that when I say going back to the 20s, we're in the 20s now. So yes, that is 100 years ago, isn't it? 1920. 100 years ago. It's amazing. Where's all that time gone? Absolutely incredible. How to look back, how things have changed, how things from 100 years ago that we now or should look at as really old-fashioned are modern. They've come back round. I might be wrong, but I don't think wallpaper's come back into fashion yet, has it? Everywhere I go, they seem to have plain emulsion, you know, just painted walls. Well, I say everywhere I go, you know, the younger people, they just have flat, plain, plastered walls which are painted. I don't think, having said that, I have seen one or two in the kitchen, one or two, you know, the brick effect wallpaper. It looks like a brick wall. I've seen that in a couple of kitchens, larger kitchens, that is. But wallpaper, in the main, hasn't come back into fashion yet. We have wallpaper in our dining room, and it's lovely, and we're about to change it. for more wallpaper. We're not going to paint the walls. We've just chosen, funnily enough, another wallpaper. So we'll be putting that up at some stage. But wallpaper hasn't yet come back into fashion. Mark my words. Do you remember me saying this in a few years' time? You'll say, I remember Ray saying wallpaper would come back into fashion. And it hasn't. No, you'll be saying, and it has. Something else I saw a few years ago in someone's kitchen. It was a very old house. They'd taken the plaster off the walls. Apparently the plaster was very bad. And they had just the bricks. They'd had all the repointing done. And they cleaned the bricks up. And the walls were just a brick wall. Imagine that. No plaster, no paint, no wallpaper. The brick wall. Well, that's how it must have been. Probably 200 years ago. I don't know. Even then they had plaster, didn't they? Go back probably to when they first invented bricks. You're probably talking about hundreds and hundreds of years ago when they only had bricks and they had no plaster to put on them. They didn't have the, what was it, lime and stuff they made plaster out of. Just plain brick walls. And that now is, again, a modern thing. A lot of these pubs, you see, they've got just plain brick walls. Mind you, I think they're trying to be old-fashioned, aren't they? I don't know. But it is now back. Isn't that a dreadful... in vogue. I hate that, in vogue. But there we are. That's now come back into fashion. Back to decorating. As I said, we've got over 3,000 shades. Pastel, silk. What is it? There's silk. There's eggshell. There's vinyl silk. There's matte. There's... vinyl silk hen party. Yes, can I have 5 litres of matte smoked oak, please? Goodness me. Decorating is a lot easier now, isn't it? You've got rollers, you've got modern emulsion, which is just roll onto the walls or the ceiling. You don't have to go around with a brush and, and distemper. I must look that up and find out exactly what distemper was. Perhaps you can still get it. I do remember people having huge, I think they call it a distemper brush, to put this stuff on the ceiling. But decorating is so much easier now. Undercoat, gloss paint. It's all so easy to do now. Brushes are so much better than they used to be. As I said at the beginning of the episode, I have tried this one coat gloss and it peels off. It's like a plastic finish. It chips and it peels off. There's only one way to put gloss on, and that is wash down the woodwork with turpentine or something, white spirit, rub it down, put a proper undercoat on, and then put the gloss on. That's the way to do it properly. Another thing people ripped out were picture rails. You know, the wooden strip about, a foot 18 inches below the ceiling on the wall? They were for hanging pictures on, hence the name picture rail. People ripped them out. Then they put them back again. Dado rails, which were, 3 feet above the floor on the walls. They were for chair backs, you know, to protect chair backs from, or the wall rather, protect the wall from chair backs hitting them. People ripped those out, then they put those back again. So people will say that something is really modern now. Well, it's not. It's 100 years ago they were doing that. Anyway, I don't know whether you can hear the background noises. It sounds like the family are waking up. I like to start early, but while everyone's asleep, because the house is quiet. But now I can hear signs of life. Email me if you've got anything to say. It's Ray's Rants. That's R-A-Y-S, Ray's Rants, R-A-N-T-S, all one word. Ray's Rants at protonmail.com. Protonmail.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast, even if it's rubbish. I will reply, even if you're rude. No, I reply to all emails. And if you have any ideas or suggestions, let me know. Be pleased to hear from you. Okay, I think it's breakfast time. Thanks for listening. I shall see you next Sunday. Take care. Bye-bye for now.